With me on the phone for my edition of Farmer Friday, I have Dan May. He's down there in Wayne County. Dan, thanks for being with me today on KIIC.
No problem, Pat.
Wanted to know some information about how things have went since the last time we talked. Of course, I'm assuming that the harvest is maybe still going or maybe it's wrapped up. Tell us a little bit about that.
Wayne County is getting wrapped up. Still some guys going. Some of the smaller guys are getting done. Not a whole lot of tillage or anhydrous going on yet. A few guys spreading fertilizer and doing a few other things. Hog manure is going on for those people that need to do that. But other than that, harvest is still going, but getting wrapped up.
That's good to hear. And maybe you're amazed at the length of time that once people started until now, there's not been any weather breaks. I mean, it's been a constant flow of in-the-field activity due to weather being phenomenal. Is that still the case down your way?
Yep, that's what we've been seeing. It was kind of a marathon once we got started and guys got rolling. Wayne County, we were kind of on top of it, and guys got going early as they could. Some areas kind of to the west of us and northwest of us, they seemed to be a little slower getting started. But once they got going, they were going. And now we're down to 10, 11% corn, 8, 9% soybeans. So if they're able to get them, they need to be out there getting them.
I was just going to mention that the soybeans will pop right when that reel touches them, and they've got to get that taken care of. And then on the other side with corn, it's nice to hear that low percentage because then you don't have to run propane, and that helps out the bottom line of having that less expense involved there.
Yeah, a guy yesterday at Hall's Propane there around Wayne County stopped in and said he was kind of bored waiting for it to cool down so he could start hauling house gas. But, yeah, not a lot of dryer gas went on. But with the low moisture, that caused us some other issues around Wayne County with co-ops and whatnot being full. So that's, I think, kind of caused a bottleneck clear around the state.
You're probably in the same boat as a lot of people in the KIIC listening area. We went from having a drought for 3.5 years and then had plenty of moisture during the growing season, and then it shut off just like a faucet here at the end of the growing season. It wouldn't hurt to have some beautiful rainfall.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I know we're recording this a little early for next week, and today's the day that's supposed to be starting, and they just said all weekend it's supposed to rain. So hopefully by the time this gets played on the air, we've got 2 or 3 inches of rain and not any storms.
There you go. Got to throw that in as well. That wind has been really cranking up from the south, gusting as high as 35 miles an hour as we speak. But talk a little bit about the pasture situation. Because of that water being shut off, has your pasture survived the end of the summer?
I mean, there wasn't a whole lot of hay being fed, I don't think, early on. I mean, guys are starting to now, especially if they, kind of pushing the limits on some of that pasture. So, amazingly, some of them pastures held on a lot better than anticipated, I guess. And so, that early rain, and I think, and maybe, even that second, third cutting in between some of those caught some decent rains, too, or kind of spotty rains when they needed it. So, I think a lot of guys are sitting good on hay and things that way, and pastures are getting wrapped up. And now that guys, if they have the chance to turn them out to stocks, is giving them a little breather, too, before they have to start feeding hay.
That's good to hear on the cattle getting out there to be on the corn stover to clean up those ears of corn that have fallen onto the ground there after they combine. Talk about yourself in terms of the cow-calf herd that you have. Where are you at in production cycle for your herd?
Yeah, I just downsized a little bit there last year and trying to clean up a little bit of pasture and get it smoothed back out and seed it down sooner or later, but just kind of got 9 head there, and most of those are spring calves, so getting ready to get calves worked and start thinking about getting them marketed and get ready for next spring and get babies on the ground again.
Talk about that calving in terms of vaccinations and things on that nature when you get them into the chute?
In the spring or when they're on the ground?
Yeah, when they're on the ground.
When they're on the ground, just, usually give them a shot of multi-men and go from there, and then just kind of keep an eye on them, and then nothing too exciting in the spring when they're born, and then get them worked, get them green tagged.
Sounds like great information as always. I've been talking with Dan May down there. He's a farmer in Wayne County. And of course, Wayne, I'm sure some people have looked to the future already in terms of lining up corn varieties for next year, soybean varieties as well as getting that anhydrous lined up. Talk about that.
Sales season's getting started there at Pioneer for us. And so that's been pretty exciting to watch the yields come in and see where they're at, and getting that going and getting guys thinking about that. Anhydrous, you know, like I said, not a whole lot of that going on yet. Still a little warm, so hopefully this rain will help be able to let guys get in here and still give us a little chance to do that. So probably the biggest excitement, though, for Wayne County is up there at the Millerton Corners, the Heartland Co-op coming in. So it's they got two or three bins already up, and they're starting to pour a concrete silo. So a lot of guys are anticipating already that for next fall to take some pressure off the new co-op in Humiston.
Interesting news for sure. Thank you for that. Talk a little bit about, from your standpoint of Pioneer, do you go out and do the yield tests with that weigh wagon?
Yep, we still, we've had two or three plots in that we've done. Most guys, you know, get newer equipment, the newer technology. We'll go out and help them get them calibrated in the fall, and then with yield monitors, you know, they're able to run that all fall and take care of that. Or a lot of guys even have scales on grain carts and things like that. So I don't think it's as busy as they used to be back in the day, but, I mean, we still do a fair amount of it. And it's always fun to get out and see what's doing what and get an exact yield on things.
Yield-wise, what have you been hearing? Tickling over 200 on the corn, and how about the beans? Give me a little rough estimate of how things have gone yield-wise.
Yeah, yield-wise for corn, again, you know, two completely different growing seasons the last 2 years and still had the same result. Anywhere, I would say, from 200 to 250 on the early planted stuff, on the April planted stuff was easy to find. Some of the late planter stuff kind of struggled depending on hybrid as far as, you know, when it was pollinating and when it was doing different things and so in its life cycle. So that kind of hurt some yield on some of the late planter stuff as far as corn goes. You get over in the eastern part of the county around Seymour and they caught a lot more water. So they had some phenomenal yields over there once again. And so then on the soybean side, they were probably a little less than average if they got in early. I mean, they were obviously better, but some of the late planter beans struggled a little more. And so you were seeing anywhere from that 40, 50, 60 range, but still overall pretty good year on both crops.
Phenomenal information out of Wayne County. Dan May, thank you so much for being with me on my edition of Farmer Friday. And folks, if you want to listen to this podcast all over again, just go to www.kiicradio.com. Collect that Listen Live tab that's on that top banner, and on the right side, you'll find this podcast along with other Farmer Friday podcasts here on KIIC. Dan, thanks again for being with me.
Yep, no problem, Pat. Thanks.